هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
As we know, due to COVID-19, many of our entertainment and festivals have been cancelled. But now, for the first time in Sydney, Blacktown Arts and Curious Works are introducing Western Sydney Shorts, a film festival that will be streaming all the films that are screening on that program online. With us today, Vaughn Padiak, the curator of the program. Vaughn, thank you so much for joining at SBS Radio.
Hi, my pleasure.
Could you tell us a little bit about this film festival, Western Sydney Shorts, and how was it that is now going online for the first time?
Yes, so Western Sydney Shorts is a film festival that runs from May 15th through to June 19th. It includes 8 films in its program, with each film being available to watch and stream online through the Blacktown Arts social channels for 10 days each. And then each film goes through a staggered release. So we're releasing one film on Friday, one film on Tuesday, and we repeat that till June. The film festival came about because I had worked with Blacktown Arts last year on Blacktown Shorts, which was a live film festival that we produced through Magnify Festival, which was with by Cree New South Wales and with Blacktown City Council. And through that, we did commission 5 original short works to premiere. And I think we both saw that film was a really potent way for a lot of local artists to tell their stories. So we were always looking to develop new components of the film program. And they actually got in touch with me about a month ago. And I think in terms of their arts programs, they were looking to adapt a lot of their existing programs online and through digital means to respond to COVID-19 lockdowns. And they just reached out and suggested that we maybe put something together. And I think for me, Western Sydney Shorts is definitely a continuation of Blacktown Shorts. The first iteration was definitely very local and championed a lot of Blacktown filmmakers and a lot of really local voices, whereas Western Sydney Shorts, each film is actually from a different neighborhood in Western Sydney. As we all know, Western Sydney is such a big region. So we have films from Campbelltown, from Parramatta, from Blacktown, from Mount Druitt, from Fairfield, sort of representing the different areas. Yeah, so we've widened the scope. With this version, which we're excited about.
Sure. And the films that are listed on this program now, do they have a theme in general, or they represent various subjects?
All the films in the program do center on questions of identity, but they also have a really strong connection to Western Sydney. And it's something, be it the filmmaker being from the area or even the films being shot on location or based in the actual suburbs they're set in as well. What's amazing is that I feel like a lot of Western Sydney artists intrinsically do create a lot of work about identity. It's something that I've noticed. Being a filmmaker myself, I'm sort of obsessed with that idea as well. But I think a lot of filmmakers in this area, working in this area, are looking at their surroundings and trying to make sense of making sense of their own stories in this world. So for me, the definite through line is an examination of identity and place and, a vision of a different type of Australia that you don't normally see, but one that takes place in our backyard.
Sure. And it is commencing today. You mentioned there will be streaming online, of course. And how can viewers access these films, basically? On which platform will they be available to watch?
Yes. So the festival is hosted through Blacktown Arts. So if you head to their website, I definitely go to the website if you want to see the full program. But to get regular updates, I definitely follow the events on Facebook, on the Blacktown Arts Facebook or Instagram, where we'll be announcing each film as they go live. And there'll be links to click through to watch the films as well.
Okay. Is there any sort of subscription or any sort of registration before watching the films?
Oh, no, not at all. We definitely spoke about having a very transparent and open festival. I think we wanted the artists to be pushed to the front of the festival, so we didn't want that barrier of exclusivity or ticketing to kind of create barriers. We The program itself is a really strong mix of a lot of modern films from the last maybe 3-4 years, but also some retrospective screenings too. So we thought as a whole that it was more powerful for the program to be available for free, but all centered through the Blackstone Arts channels, of course.
Mm-hmm. And so they will begin at a particular time, and as you mentioned, each will be available for a duration of 10 days?
Yes.
And at the same particular time every day?
Yes. So okay. Each film will be uploaded and available from 7:30 on their premiere date,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll remain online, for 24 hours until a new film gets screened to take down.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a staggered release.
Okay, that's a big window for people to, have the opportunity to watch. That's excellent. What has the feedback been so far? I know it's just commencing today, but just of the idea of the films and the program itself.
I think the response has been really good. Even with the announcements that we just made about 2-3 days ago, I think it definitely shows that a lot of people are interested in in adaptive events like this. You definitely see it in terms of like theater. A lot of theater companies are adapting their programs to have like online components. And I think film definitely can capitalize on that as well. There's been a lot of interest, especially from some of the more retrospective screenings. We're very pleased to announce that we actually have a feature as part of a retrospective screening with Western Sydney Shorts, which obviously it's not a short, but it's the feature's called Blacktown. It's directed by Chris Stenders, who's one of our biggest, highest profile Australian directors working now. And he was more generous. He was so generous to let us screen his film, which, he made in 2005 and is set and shot in Blacktown with local talent as well. So, we definitely hope with the program that it's strong enough to kind of capitalize and push out to a big audience. We have a lot of, our program is, has a really strong range of like award-winning short films, films that have been funded by Screen Australia, by Create New South Wales, and other films that are independently produced and fan favorites that have played festivals. So we think it's a really strong mix of showing talent that's in Western Sydney.
Sure. And just a personal opinion of yours, how do you think the future of films and film festivals may go about after COVID? Do you think an online platform and an online screening can remain?
Yes. I mean, it's a timely question considering George Street just got announced. George Street Cinema's closing, which is such a blow to the cinema industry because, we had so many premieres there. But I think as always, one thing I like to remember is that cinema is the youngest art form we have. It's only roughly 100 years old and has adapted so often. But at the same time, I think there's nothing that beats that, the psychological and emotional effects of sitting in a cinema with the darkened, the darkened lights and the popcorn and watching a film with other people. I think going forward, it's interesting to watch a lot of film festivals definitely adapt their programs for this year. But I do hope that we can come back to a semblance of, normality and, go back to screenings. Sure. I will say that one thing that's been really good to see throughout this COVID-19 situation is the rise of digital technology in sort of broaching barriers.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things I definitely feel as a filmmaker, being in Western Sydney, but a lot of the film industry is centered in the city. And, you have to travel like 2 hours in for a half hour meeting. Whereas now I think because a lot of people and a lot of events have moved to online, I feel myself personally that I'm able to be part of the conversation by being able to watch from home. So for me, I hope that we can learn, I hope festivals and programs and cinemas can learn from the idea of using digital technology to actually reach wider audiences. Because I think the film industry in particular has been let down by how exclusive it can be. We often say we want to champion marginalized voices. We want more diversity, but we actually have to create pathways for that to happen. So yeah, it's a bit of a silver lining, I guess, for me. Yeah. But I'm hopeful that we can adapt.
Definitely. Von Padiek, creator of Western Sydney Shorts Film Festival, thank you so much for joining us here at SBS Radio.
Thank you.
And of course, one of the films that will be streaming online through Western Sydney Shorts is called Being Kurt, directed by Dee Doran.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.